Shalom to all. Today's daf is about Basra Pin Gimel. We are starting about the seventh line with the words of Rav Yosef. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now we're right in the middle of the discussion. The Mishnah taught that if one bought three trees, he gets the karka with them because they're considered a sde ilan. They're viewed as not three individual trees, rather as a whole field. Now they have to be planted with just the right amount of space in between them to say this. If they're too close, they can't thrive and will eventually be uprooted, and they're definitely not looked at as a sde. And if they're too far apart, they're just looked at as individual trees as well. So we brought two quotes, both in the name of Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Shmuel that the required distance is between 4 and 8 ames, which Rav Nachman said b'shem Shmuel is between 8 and 16 ames. Now Abaye tried to bring a riot to Rav Nachman's quote that's between 8 and 16 ames from a Mishnah that tells us in regards to Kalayim, one is allowed to plant a totally different min in between rows of vines if they're 16 ames apart. And there was also a story to bolster this. Now Rabbi Yosef responded with a story of his own, where Rabbi Yehuda paskin that 4 ames in between trees is sufficient to be mechayev the seller to give the karka as well. As the Gemara continues with Shitas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef mila tanan, according to Rabbi Yosef, don't we have a Mishnah that tells us Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, Oimrim, both Rav Shimon and say Hanitayas Karma Shmoina Ames al Shmoina. If a person plants his vineyard with 8 ames in between the rows, Motel Havizer al Sham, one is allowed to plant a different min in between because it's not considered a karem. The vines are too far apart, so we clearly see, like Rav Yosef, that if it's 8 ames and above, that means they're too far apart, meaning the required distance is between 4 and 8 ames. That's definitely not like Abaye. So my answer is no. Afilu Hachi Maisa Adif. Even so, the story that was quoted in the Mishnah that Abaye brought is more preferred to him than this Mishnah, and therefore he still holds between 8 and 16. Now we continue discussing this. Bishlam Rav Yosef Alib Rav Shimon. Everything's good. In Shitas Rav Yosef, according to Rav Shimon, Shamina Le Mefuzarin, Shamina Le Ritzufin, we have a raya for both Mefuzarin and Ritzufin. Mefuzarin means spread out, and Ritzufin means close together. In other words, we see both extremes. We see the extreme of 8 amas, that they're spread out that much, and we see the extreme of being close together, 4 amas. Mefuzarin Hada Amron, we just quoted the Mishnah of Mefuzarin, that if they're 8 amas apart from each other, you could plant something in between because they're too far apart. And Ritzufin, what about when they're close together? Then now we have Mishnah tells us, if we have a vineyard planted with less than Dalad Amis in between the vines, Einoi Kerem, Divrei Rav Shimon, it's not considered a vineyard. That's what Rav Shimon says. So it's very clear in the Mishnah. Whereas the Chachamim say, Kerem, it is considered a vineyard. And we just view the middle ones as if they're not there. For example, let's say we have 3 vines with 3 Amis in between them. So we just view that middle vine as if it's not there. And we say that vines 1 and 3 have 6 Amis in between them. And that could help us determine that this is considered a Kerem. That's according to the Chachamim. But again, focusing on Shitas Rav Shimon, we have 2 Mishnayos, one which shows us Mefuzer, 8 Amas, and the other one shows us Ratzuf, which is 4 Amas. So that's a great raya for Shitas Rav Yosef. El Rav Nachman, Alib Drabonon, according to Rav Nachman, in Shitas Rabbanon, Mefuzaron, Shaminon Lay. We see a raya for spread out. That was the Mishnah that Abai brought as a proof that spoke about the vines being 16 Amas apart. But Ratzuf and Mishaminon Lay, do we have a raya? Do we have a source in Shitas Chachamim that if they're too close together, meaning if they're less than 8 Amas apart, that it's too close together? We don't have a raya for that. So my answer is no problem. Svarahu, it's a Svarah. Medulab Shimon Palga, the Rabbanon Nami Palga. Since we've seen Shitas Rav Shimon, that his definition of Ritzufin is Palga, it's half of Mefuzarin. He says Mefuzarin is 8. So the Ritzufin is half of that, which is 4. And again, we have a raya for that, as we quoted. We have these Mishnayos. So it makes sense to say in Shitas Chacham as well that their definition of Ritzufin is half of their definition of Mefuzarin. And since Mefuzarin is 16, so Ritzufin is 8. Now, Rava, Rava tells us, Hilchasa Watsa Halacha Me'arba Amas Va'ad Sheshesre, from 4 Amas until 16. So we use the extreme of both Shitas. Again, our two different Shitas are 4 to 8 or 8 to 16. Now we're saying that really the halacha is 4 to 16. And thank Kavasa Drava, we have a brass just like Rava, Kamiyum Kuravin. How close are they allowed to be and there's no problem? Arba Amas, 4 Amas. Kamiyum Ruchakin. And how far apart are they allowed to be and there's no problem? Sheshesre, 16 Amas. And both these scenarios, either 4 in between them or 16, Hareza Kanakarka, Veso Yolana Shabinayin, when a person buys these three trees, he acquires not only the property but also any smaller trees in between them. Elfikach, therefore, Yavash Yolana Niktatz, if this tree that he bought either dried up or got cut down, Yeshle Karka, he does own the Karka and he's allowed to replant them. Whereas Pachas Mikano Yisrael Khan, if it's less than 4 Amis or more than 16, Oshal Kamazer Chazet, or he bought the trees one after another, Hariza Loikana, he doesn't acquire Loisa Karka, not the land, Loisa Ilan Shabinayin, and not the trees in between them, Elfikh, therefore, Yavash Ilan and Niktatz, if the tree dried up or got cut down, Ainlo Karka, he doesn't get the Karka and he's not allowed to replant them. Now, by Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Shu Maided, when he measures the distance in between the trees, Mimakam Katsur Maided, Oy Mimakam Rachavu Maided, does he measure from the narrowest part of the tree or from the widest part of the trunk? And obviously, there's going to be a difference. Let's say in between the narrowest part of the trees, there's 4 amas, but if you're going to measure from the widest part of the trunk, there's going to be less than 4 amas, so you're going to have a big nafkamina. It's going to be too close together. And obviously, the same is going to be if they're very far apart from each other, but in between the bases of the trunks, where it's the widest, it's 16 amas, that's no problem. But then if you're going to measure from the narrower part, it's going to be more than 16 amas, you're going to have a problem. So where do we measure from? Rav Gavi from Beit Kassel, Ravashi, Rav Gavi from Beit Kassel told Ravashi, Tashma, we have a raya that now the Mishnah tells us, Arkuvah Shebegafen, when a person grafted from one vine on one to another, it's only measured from the second knot. Even though ikar means base, over here it really refers to the knot. In other words, we don't measure from the first one, which is the widest part, or from the third one, which is the narrowest, we measure from the middle. And by Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked another question, let's say he sold him three shoots of a tree. Mahu, what's the din? You know, I had mentioned something similar to this previously. This is where a guy bought one tree. However, coming out of the base were two other shoots, two other trees, if you will. So really, this is one in three. It's one tree that looks like it has three trees. And over here, referring to where the dirt around the base of the tree had piled up, covering where these shoots are coming out of the base. So when a person looks at it from the outside, it actually looks like three totally separate trees. Again, they're all coming out of the same base, but it looks like three separate trees. What's the halacha? Is it three trees? And then he would get the karka, or is it one tree? So I'm like, Rukvim Beikasal Ravashi. Here, once again, we have Rukvim from Beikasal telling Ravashi, Toshma, we have Raya. Now the Mishnah tells us, Hamavach Gimel Gufanim, someone who's Mavach three grapevines, Vikrain Nirin, and the parent vine is seen. Now let's just pause and explain what Mavach is. In agricultural terms, this is called layering. Basically, a person takes a very long vine, pulls it a little bit away from the parent vine, doesn't break it off, he just pulls it at a distance, then bends it into the ground, and has the tip of this vine come up out of the ground. Now it takes a little bit of time, but that part that was put into the ground takes root on its own, developing a brand new vine, and then once it takes root, so this long one which was bent into the ground is cut off from the parent, and now voila, you have two separate vines for the price of one. And so that's what this fellow did. He was mavrich three gefanim, so now he has three parent vines, each one with a long branch going out of them, bent into the ground with a little thing sticking up, and it grew nearin, and it took root, so now it's considered a vine of its own. We continue with Blazbert Tzadik Omer, he tells us, im yesh b'nei midalat amas bat shmaina, if there's in between 4 and 8 amas, mitstarfim, so then there would starf, and it's considered a proper vineyard, it's a kerem, vim lav, if not, im mitstarfim, it's not considered a kerem. So we see very clearly that even though this vine is attached to the parent, since it developed its own root system, it's considered its own thing. Same thing over here with the tree that has shoots coming out of it, now that they're covered over by dirt, they're considered like their own thing. And we continue discussing this. By Rapapa, Rapapa asked the following question, Machar loy shnayim sech sedeyu, echar al meitzar, mahu. Let's say he sold him two trees in his field and one tree on the border. We've already previously discussed in the Masechta that the border was this raised piece of property at the edge of his field, and so he has one tree in the border that he sold along with two other trees. The question is this considered like three trees and it'll be a state elon and I'll get the karka underneath? Or perhaps, since there's one tree that's on the meitzar, it's a little bit elevated, it's above, and it's clearly different, maybe it's like 2 plus 1, but it's not three trees. Now, Rapapa continues with another question. If you want to say it is considered three trees, what about the following? Let's say he sold him two in his property and one in his friend's. Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon's properties bordering each other. Reuven has a bunch of trees in his own, and he even owns one tree in Shimon's property, which he had bought from him a while ago, and he also bought the karka underneath. That was part of the deal. And now Reuven's selling three trees, two in his property, the one that he has in Shimon's property, to Levi. Do we consider this a block of three trees? Then now Levi gets all the karka, or no? Since one of them is in Shimon's property, maybe it's not considered like a block of three trees. And the more it concludes, Teiku. On to Pegel and Beis on top, continuing with more cases, Bar Ravashi. Ravashi asks the following, Bar Mahu Shetafsek. Let's say there's a bar, there's a water cistern dug in the ground in between these three trees. Is that considered a hefsek? Do we say that it breaks the continuity of these three trees and it's not considered a grouping? Or maybe it is. Another question, let's say it's not considered a hefsek. Amas HaMayim Mahu Shetafsek. Let's say there's a stream of water running through the trees. Maybe that's a hefsek. In the case of the bar, you might say it's not a hefsek because we can't necessarily see the water. But the Amas HaMayim, there's this water running through it. You could definitely see the water, so maybe that does break the trees and wouldn't be considered a grouping of three. And let's say that's not considered a hefsek, but what about the following? Rosh Hashanah Mahu. Let's say there's Rosh Hashanah, which doesn't mean the Rosh Hashanah, like in Hilchos Shabbos, it's 16 amos wide. We're talking about just a path that many people go through, and it's obviously anywhere between 4 and 16 amos. Maybe that's considered a hefsek because there's all these people walking back and forth, so perhaps these three trees are not considered a grouping. And lastly, Rich Ledikli Mahu. Let's say there's a whole cluster of palm trees there that's usually used as a border, as a hedge between two fields. Maybe that's considered breaking up these three trees. And once again, we answer over here, Teiku. Onto more questions. Bamine Hill May Rebbe. Hill asks Rebbe the following. Allah Erez Benehen Mahu. Let's say a cedar tree started growing in between these three trees that were sold. What's a halacha? Does the guy who bought the trees own the cedar that started growing or not? So the Gemara asks, Allah Bershusa Yidei Nafak. If you want to say he just started growing after he bought the trees, well, since he gets the karka along with these three trees, obviously he gets the Erez as well. It came up in his Rishos. So El, or rather, we explain what's the question. Haya Erez Benehen Mahu. Let's say there was an Erez. There was the cedar tree in between the three that he bought. Does he get that Erez as well? So Amalei, he told him, kind of a kana. Of course he's kind of it. We already said on Amud Aleph, and we said this previously as well, that when you buy three trees, you get all the other trees that are in between these three. And so if this Erez was already there and he bought the three trees, of course he gets the Erez. Now going on to another facet of this discussion, Ketzad Hein Oimdin, how are these trees set up? We're talking about that he bought three trees. How do they look? So Rav Amar, Rav says, Kishura, they're in a row. Ushmol Amar, Shmuel says, Kechatsuva, they're set up like Kechatsuva, which is basically a triangle, and that's that's what discussion is centering around. Now, Ma'adam Rakshura, according to Rav, that they're in a line, Kol Shekhen Chatzuva, for sure, if they were set up in a triangle, of course, all these dinim are going to apply. However, Ma'adam Rakshura, according to Shmuel, that they're set up like a triangle, Aval Kashura, Lai. But if he sold three trees that were in a row, they were in a line, these dinim do not apply. We do not say that he also gets the karka. Ma'atam, why is that? Mishum de Mizdra Ben Tayu, because it's very easy to plant in between three trees that are planted in a row, and therefore the Meicher, the seller of these trees, retains that land in between them for himself because he wants to be able to plant them. It's only when they're arranged in a triangle where it's very difficult to plant in between those that he gives the karka as well. To ask Rav Nuna, Rav Nuna asks the following question, Umadam Chatzuva, according to Shmuel, that they have to be arranged like a triangle, my time away is that, Deloy Mizdra Ben Tayu, because you can't plant in between them. Well, El Meatve, that's really so. Zavon Leitlas Higi Rumiyasa. Let's say he sells three very large thorn bushes. Deloy Mizdra Ben Tayu, one is not going to plant in between them, even if they're arranged in a line, because he's going to be afraid of getting poked by the thorns. Do we say in that case, Shmuel would agree that the karka is sold as well? So Amalei responded, Hanuch l'chashivi, Hanuch chashivi. These are not chashav, but these are chashav. In other words, it's not just about whether or not it's easy to plant in between these trees. It's also whether or not they're considered chashav. And since thorn bushes aren't chashav, that land is not going to be included in the sale. And moving on to another Mishnah, continuing to discuss what is or is not included in a sale. So the Mishnah tells us, Hamecher Rosh Behem Agasa, if a person sells the head of a large animal, for example, he sells the head of a cow, let's say he's a butcher and he shechts a cow, and a customer comes in and he says, would you like to buy the head? Yes, I'd like to have some head meat. Loy machars or glayim, the legs are not included in that sale. Or machars or glayim, if he sells the feet, loy machars or rosh, he doesn't sell the head. And that's because each one of these things is considered chashuv by themselves, so one is not included in the other. Furthermore, machars akana, loy machars akaved, machars akaved, loy machars akana. If he sells the kana, which over here is being translated as the lungs, even though kana literally means trachea, windpipe, since the lungs are connected to it, that's just the way we say the lungs, by saying the kana. So if he sells the lungs, the liver does not come along with that. If he sold the liver, the lungs don't come along with that, because again, they're chashav by themselves. Aval badaka, however, when we're talking about a small animal, like sheep or goat, machars harosh, machars harglaim. If he sells the head, along with that come the feet. That's because they're a glaim. The feet of a small animal are not very chashav, and therefore when the head is sold, the feet are automatically thrown in. However, machars harglaim, lo machars harosh. If he sells the feet, the head is not included in that, because the head is very chashav. So if a guy just bought the raglaim, he doesn't get something chashav with it, the rosh, he only gets raglaim. Furthermore, machars harkana, machars harkaved. If he sold the lungs, included in that is the liver, because the liver of a small animal is not so chashuv. However, machzar kaved, loy machzar kana, if he sold the liver by itself, the lungs do not come along with that because the lungs are chashuv by themselves. And now moving on to somewhat of a different topic. Over here, we're going to be discussing who's allowed to back out of a sale. And this has to do with ayna, somebody being cheated or frauded, if you will, in a business transaction. And even though, as we're going to see in the Gemara, and we've had previously as well, and of course, the main discussion about ayna is in Bava Metzia, that ayna usually has to do with a discrepancy of a sixth, a misjudgment of a shtus in the price. Over here in the Mishnah specifically, the ayna just has to do with somebody being frauded or cheated in the sale, not specifically to do with a sixth of the value. The Mishnah tells us, Arba midas v'maichrin, there are four different midas, or four different scenarios when it comes to a sale. We're going to have situations where only the buyer's allowed to back out, or only where the seller's allowed to back out, where neither of them are allowed to back out, or where both of them are allowed to back out. So here's the first one. Mar chalchitim yafais, he sold him good wheat. Meaning he discussed he was going to sell him top quality wheat, v'nimzu rice. But after he got it, the customer realized that he got inferior wheat. Halakech halachzer bay, the lekech, he's allowed to back out. He's the one that was a subject of ayna. He was cheated, and only he's allowed to back out. And that's even if the price went up and the meicher wants to back out as well, because now he could sell this for more money. Since the meicher wasn't cheated, it was only the lekech, he's the one that could back out. Now here's the flip side. Rois v'nimtzu yafais, let's say he told him he was going to sell him inferior wheat, and it turned out to be that it was really good. It was yafais, it was superior. Meicher yachalachzer bay, the meicher's allowed to back out over here. Even in this situation, if the price of the wheat went down and the lekech would like to back out, we say no, you can't. It's only the one who was cheated, and that's the meicher. Here's our third scenario, rice and imtsu rice, yafais and imtsu yafais. If they discussed that either rice or yafais was going to be sold, and it turns out that that's what they were, everything worked out fine. So ain't echon mehem yachalachzer bay, no one's allowed to back out of the deal. And lastly, shechamtsis and imtsis levana, levana and imtsis shechamtsis. If he agreed he was going to sell him red wheat, and at the end it turned out it was white wheat, or he agreed he was going to sell him white wheat, and it turned out it was red wheat, or etzim shel zayis and imtsu shel shekma and imtsu shel zayis. If they agreed that the sale was going to be on olive wood, and it turned out to be sycamore, or the other way around. Or last example, yayin v'nimtsu chaimetz, chaimetz v'nimtsu yayin. If they agreed the sale was going to be wine and it turned out to be vinegar, or the other way around, shneim yichayim lachzer b'hayin, both of them are allowed to back out. And that's because in these last cases, we say it was a mekach tois. It's two totally separate things. In the previous scenarios, the type, the min that they discussed was actually handed over. It was just a different quality. But over here, we're talking about two totally separate things. This type of wood or that type of wood, or wine and vinegar, or two different strains of wheat. These are two totally separate things. And here we would say it's mekach tois, and therefore both of them are allowed to back out of the deal. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.